Hi, it's Father Tim at Church of the Apostles in North Texas. Thank you for joining us for this end-of-week devotion, Saturday, May the 23rd. This weekend is both the Feast of Pentecost in the Church and Memorial Day weekend on the secular calendar. I'll be speaking more about Pentecost, but I do want to remember the reason why we mark Memorial Day as well. But when we think about the High Holy Day in church, the Feast of Pentecost, the worldwide church celebrates that the Holy Spirit has come among us. This past week, I've tried to remind us of that great promise that the Holy Spirit, the very presence of God, actually dwells inside of us. And that's not because we're perfect. It's because we are loved by God, created by God, loved by God, healed and redeemed through what Jesus has done. If we actually sit with that and spend time with that, we almost don't have words for anything after that. And instead of thinking about gifts or power or things that are particularly out of the ordinary or extraordinary, I'd like to continue that thought, especially as we prepare to hear the familiar story of Pentecost tomorrow morning, that the presence of God is found inside of us. And as St. Paul reminds us, never mind which particular book or verse or doctrine, St. Paul reminds us, and the Bible reminds us, that the Holy Spirit actually starts to pray inside of us before we even start to pray. I don't know about you, but I actually find that to be almost as awe-inspiring as the Holy Spirit might even be in the same neighborhood as me. The Holy Spirit actually starts to pray, Abba, Father, pray words of intimacy and connection and love. The Holy Spirit prays inside of us, and then we are invited to join. So that means no matter how brilliant we may be or not, no matter how lost we may be or not, no matter how far we have wandered from God or not, no matter how much we understand or don't, this actually comes down to something that we can almost think about like when we learn a foreign language. Whether we're sitting in a classroom, whether we're sitting with a tutor, whether we're reading a book by ourselves or using a phone app now, anytime we learn a foreign language, chances are there's going to be some sort of repeat after me exercise. And we can almost think of the Holy Spirit inside of us like that. The Holy Spirit, a little bit of the spark of God, the presence of God dwells inside of us. That should render us almost speechless, not full of ourselves or egotistical. But the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us. The Holy Spirit starts to pray inside of us before we do anything and invites us to follow along and learn. And we don't have to be brilliant. We don't have to be perfect. We just have to realize that God is with us and we are loved. And even something as basic as learning to pray almost is like a repeat after me exercise, because God is already with us and within us, closer to us than we can ask or imagine. There are lots of other things that we can say and explore and learn and get into, but that I find to be a pretty amazing thought. Hopefully, we'll see you tomorrow.